Listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I'd say there's, a couple questions. And one of the most important is, who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? So most people, they focus on a why. You got to have a why. You got to have a why that makes you cry. Well, the problem with that is I've met so many people that have had the same why for 5 years. And they haven't progressed on it. 7 years, 9 years, 10 years, right? I know so many people that have had the same why that makes them cry for year after year after year after year. So is it really that powerful? And so I am not negating a why. I just think the why needs to be compartmentalized underneath this. Who do you want to be? Because the person that you want to be needs to be able to fulfill this why. Number two, see the fulfillment of that vision of yourself. And these are in order. This is number one. This is number two. Your why is like A. It's like 1A. It could be 1B, C, etc. Okay? So here's the difference. So when people that just have like a why, right? They got a why. They got a why that makes them cry. So people that have a why that makes them cry, the problem with it, two things. One, always external. It's external of their body. So it's, I want to retire my spouse. I want to provide clean drinking water. I want to impact the kids in Kenya. I want to, right? I want to, get backpacks to people. I want to help provide meals to people that don't have food. I want to put shoes on people that don't have, shoes, right? And so it's always external. That's one, a problem. Number two, it's commercially digestible. And because it's commercially digestible, they get a payoff when they share it. So if I'm Struggle Bear, right? So I'm Struggle Bear and I go to the company event and someone says, what's your why? And I say, I just want to retire my spouse. They've worked so hard for so long. And I just want to retire my spouse. Okay. What will I receive by saying that? Not money, not results, not commissions, not ranks, not leads, not prospects. What will I receive though? What I'll receive is a payoff. An emotional payoff. And the emotional payoff is, oh my God, that's so admirable. Oh, good for you. It's greater than us. Good for you. Good for you, my amazing soul. You will get a payoff. You want to provide clean drinking water. You want to provide backpacks to kids. You want to help the needy, right? You share your why. That's all you got to do. Payoff. Some people, they become addicted to that payoff. Notice what payoff isn't. Payoff isn't results. And payoff in this context isn't real. Because are you actually accomplishing the why when you get a payoff? No. But you're accomplishing part of the emotional payoff as if you had. Oh, that's so, oh, such, that's so good. Oh, retired spouse. Oh, so admirable. So admirable of you. Oh, you're going to help the kids. Oh, my. Oh, goodness. Okay. Now, I may sound like I'm making fun of it. I'm really not, because I got to be a little extreme to rattle your cage, or else you're going to keep walking around the world saying, here's my why, getting a payoff, and never accomplishing anything you actually want to accomplish. I know it's going to be tough for some people to hear this, because they've been getting this, man, give me that payoff, bro. Tell me that I'm worthy, man. Tell me I got good ideas, bro. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah. Right? Some of you have, you got like your mainline in payoff, right? You got your spoon, your belt, you're lighting it up, right? And so some of you, your mainline in payoff which is not reality, which is not results, which is not accomplishing the why at all, or even progressing you toward that why. It's actually not helping anything except emotional bear. Give me a little emotional payoff, making you feel good. Ah, yeah, you know what? I am good. Yeah. Me wanting to retire my spouse, that is a good thing. Yeah, thank you. Yes, me helping the kids. I know I've had it, you know, 9 years, it's been on my vision board. Yeah, you're right. I'm an amazing person. Okay. So it helps you get a payoff, helps you have some significance, but doesn't actually do anything. It does nothing. Okay? Does nothing. So instead, here's the difference. A vision is, who do you want to become? Go become someone who can accomplish this. Go become someone who can accomplish this. I want to become someone. So let me give you an example. So when I was dead broke, personal foreclosure, $1 million in debt, being chased by bill collectors, had gone through a divorce, my girlfriend at the time, who's now my beautiful wife, I'm very blessed, right? My girlfriend at the time was paying my utility bills. I did not feel very manly. I didn't feel like I was holding my end of the bargain, but I was willing to accept her paying my bills. But I, in my head, I had a why. Okay, I had a why, but this was not nearly as pronounced as my vision. So my why was, I wanted to spoil the hell out of her. I wanted to become the kind of person who could spoil the hell out of her. I wanted, on her birthday, for us to rent yachts, to rent helicopters, to, you know, put her, get her all kinds of diamonds. I wanted her dripping in diamonds. I wanted to spoil the holy hell out of her, because she was there when I had nothing. In fact, I had negative a million nothing. Literally, it would have been smarter logically for her to date a homeless person with zero debt than me with $1 million in debt, right? And so I wanted to become the person. I didn't go around saying, oh, I just want to become someone that can spoil my girl. I just want to spoil my girl at some point in my life. No. And people would say, oh, that's how admirable you are. Wow, what a great person you are. Yeah, it's no big deal, really. I mean, you know. No, I wanted to become the person that could do this. I wanted to become the person that could accomplish my whys. So you want to become the person that can accomplish your things. And when you are focused on becoming, and you may want to write this word down, what are you becoming? Becoming, birthing into, growing into, transforming into. That is the stuff you got to focus on, not let me come up with some good one-liners. Yeah, feed some kids. Hey, retire my husband. Okay? And you know, I've done this little test, which brings us to number two here. See the fulfillment. See the fulfillment. See the fulfillment. There's two things that indicates. Number one, stop bitching about where you are. Stop moaning and complaining on how you don't have leads. But Ray, you don't understand, I'm dead broke. I was dead broke. If you see the fulfillment of the vision of who you want to become, you will strip away that nonsense. You'll strip away that baloney that you've been focusing on. The comparitis, the overthinking, the, you know, frustration, disappointment, confusion, overwhelm. All that stuff you will strip away, and a phoenix on fire will come out of that, breathing with wings of flames, just lighting up every obstacle in your path. And the world, they're going to throw up brick walls for you, but those brick walls become melted cheese, because you're the phoenix with fire breathing out your mouth, with flames for wings, just going through brick walls like melted cheese. That's you, okay? And so you got to see the fulfillment of who you're going to become, okay? And so that means no more baby bearing.
No more looking at, well, she does it this way and she's getting bigger results than me. Well, I don't know, I'm overwhelmsies,
right? It's all that baby bear nonsense strips away. When you have a vision of who you want to become that is so strong that you're unable to see or pay much attention to your obstacles, there's still going to be obstacles. I'm not saying, hey, once you got your vision, no more obstacles. It's easy and amazing. And in 12 easy lessons, I'm not saying that. You're going to still get punched right in the face. You're going to have your sister-in-law kick you right where the sun don't shine. You're going to have your best friend in the world give you the middle finger behind your back, right? They're going to talk shit about you. That's going to happen. You're going to have these things happen. That's not an option for them not to happen, okay? They're going to happen. But a person with vision and a person who sees the fulfillment, they no longer witness reality around them. So here's how you can tell. If you can see the fulfillment of who you want to become, if you have a subcategory Y under your vision, right? So it goes vision. These are the Ys that I'll accomplish with this vision. When I become the person I want to become, here's some of the whys. Here's why number one, why number two, why number three. But they are very clearly defined underneath them. They're clear, they're under. They're not the main thing, so I get applause and I get a payoff of, hey, look how great I am. Hey, I'm going to provide some clean drinking water. Woo, woo, look at me, I'm amazing. No, no. Here's who I'm becoming, which is not as commercially digestible. You know, if you say, I'm going to become the type of person that can lead an entire nation, people, they're like, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. They may not understand. They may not get it. But the person that has the vision of who they want to become, and they'll have whys. I'm not saying not to have whys. They just need to be a subcategory. Okay. But you can see the fulfillment of these whys. You see yourself providing clean drinking water. You see yourself. So if one of your whys, which is a subcategory of your vision, if one of your whys is to retire your spouse, I should be able to ask you, well, where are y'all going to go to brunch on Tuesdays? And you say, oh, good question. We're actually going to be going. But see, when someone hits me with a why, Ray, man, my why is so huge, man. My why is so huge. I'm going to retire my spouse. I'll say, okay, cool. Where are y'all going to have breakfast on Tuesdays? They'll be like, they can't see. There will never be fulfillment where you can't see. If all you do is focus on your baby bear problems, you'll never fulfill it because you can't see it. You got to see you making an impact. You got to see you making a difference. You got to see what y'all will do. Right? Y'all going to go in the backyard, throw the frisbee. Y'all going to go, you know, on walks in the park. You're going to walk on the beach. What are y'all going to do? If you do accomplish that why, the why that makes you cry, right? That gets you that nice payoff of how great you are, right? Even though you haven't accomplished it at all. I know I'm being tough on you, but I want to switch you. I want you to get away from why the booby bear cry, cry, cry. I want you to get to the vision of power, vision of juggernaut. Vision of unstoppable, unmessable, bulletproof. Bullets just, psh, psh, psh. You got a good vision, bullets going to bounce right off you. I mean, I've had people talk crap behind my back. I've had people that don't know me talk crap behind my back. I've had all kinds of lies made up. We had someone working for us that we trusted that has held baby Sabrina, been at our house, stole $60,000 from us. You know what? Come at me, man. That's just a bullet just bounced off. No big deal. Some people would say, I can't trust people anymore. That's nothing, man. You kidding me? So when you have a vision, you are bulletproof, you're unmessable, and here's how you truly know if you have a vision. Are you consistent? See, my vision is a ruthless dictator. It grabs me by the spine, it picks me up off the mattress, and it says, get your ass to work, boy. See, my vision is a dictator, and he's ruthless. Oh, I got a little sniffle. So what? You got a sniffle. Get in front of that camera. My vision is a ruthless dictator. It's got a metal hand. It's got claws. It literally punctures my spine, lifts me into the air. I have to come on here and do a video for you guys. It's not an option. It isn't an option. Being busy, being 60s, tum-tums, right? None of that matters to my ruthless dictator. Doesn't care. Oh, you're sick from traveling so much? Step it up, boy. That's when you have a vision. When you know, who do you want to grow up to be? Who do you want to become? And you see the fulfillment. That includes the fulfillment of all of your whys. Retiring your spouse, providing clean drinking water, helping, you know, helping abused women, helping, you know, kids on the street. That's when you know you got a vision or not. So you either got it or you don't. You're either consistent or you don't have a vision. And so now don't take this as, oh, you know what? My why is now to create a vision. So for the next 4 years, I'm gonna work on my vision. And then at some point in the future, someday I'll have a vision and then I'll be consistent. Stop overthinking it, man. What would have meaning to you? What would mean something? What would make a difference while there's blood pumping through your veins? What would make a difference? How can you make an impact? I believe success is growth and contribution. Those are the two things that I think success is. And like Tony Robbins says, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Well, is make a lot of money. Is that a real compelling vision? I mean, I'll be honest, when I was dead broke, I needed money. That's what I thought about, not gonna lie. I started network marketing. I got serious in network marketing to make money. No questions. I'm $1 million in debt. I feel emasculated. My girlfriend's paying my utility bills, right? So I didn't feel great. I needed to make money. But once we make some money, once we get out of the debt, once we get out of the pain, once we get out of the frustration, okay, what do we want to do while we're on this planet? We only got so much time. And so I hope this helps.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.